Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, we're on the next to last day of this devotional journal, Walk This Way, Finding Your Path in Christ. We'll wrap up this specific devotional tomorrow and then head on to another topic after that. Today's topic in this journal is Walk a Path of Wisdom. God writes throughout the Bible of our need to live with wisdom. Solomon is known as the wisest person that ever lived. And if you read the story of his life, he eventually got to the point where it seems like he failed to use much of that wisdom that God had given him, that wisdom he had asked God for as a young man, as he was about to become king of Israel and really knew in his heart that he could not lead the nation on his own, that he needed God. He needed the wisdom that only God could provide. And it makes me wonder how often we go to God in our times of need, in times when we know we're so far over our head. And we ask for wisdom, we ask for help, we ask for the things that we know we need. And then as time progresses, as we get accustomed to our circumstances, we get accustomed to the situation we find ourselves in, we use the experience that we gain to begin to do life on our own. How often we are like Solomon, that the need that we begin our journey with is not the same need that we end our journey with. We often reach the point where we almost assume that we've gotten to where we are through our own ingenuity, our own power, our own wisdom. And so before I come down too hard on Solomon, I have to examine my own life. That wisdom that I cry out for in times of darkness, in times of uncertainty, in times of great need. Do I continue to seek it and apply it and live with it when times become more comfortable? You see, walking this path of wisdom is a full-time job. God's desire is that we would always come to Him for wisdom. James writes and says, if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously without finding fault. When we go to God seeking wisdom, asking Him for wisdom, He's not evaluating whether we deserve it or not. He's not even evaluating whether we used it the last time we asked Him for it. His desire is that we would constantly go to Him asking for wisdom. And then obviously He desires that we put it to use. Some have defined wisdom or described wisdom as being the experience of knowledge. God says that we gain knowledge, we gain wisdom through a fear of the Lord, that's the beginning point. And so often we're so afraid in our culture to fail that we don't grow in wisdom, because wisdom requires Well, it not only requires knowledge, it requires we put that knowledge into practice. And there isn't any of us that has been able to do that perfectly. And sometimes the knowledge that we gain is not complete. Sometimes the knowledge that we gain doesn't accomplish what we thought it would or hoped it would. And we fail. Oh, we don't really fail. We just fail in the eyes of ourselves. We just fail in the eyes of the world. I believe God's looking and saying, there, did you learn something? You gained wisdom. But we often don't see it that way. What would your life look like today? What would my life look like today if I grew and you grew in this path of wisdom? That you could find a fulfillment in knowing that God continually supplies wisdom when you're in need. When you ask for it. I probably ought to clarify. You and I, we're always in need of wisdom. It isn't that there's a time that we can say, no thanks God, I've got this one covered. Well, we can say that. We often do say that, but it's not true. You see, walking this path of wisdom says my ways become more aligned with God's ways. The knowledge that I've learned of God through His Word, through time and prayer, through His Spirit that lives within me has begun and continually transforms the way I approach things. As I was cutting trees and debris and limbs and stuff that had filled people's lawns and patios and everywhere else imaginable, there were times that I would just step back and observe the situation. The coordinator from IDES early in the week would ask what was up. I said, I just have to step back and look at the whole thing. Over the years, I've learned that I need to see all of the pieces as much as possible. And then my mind can begin to evaluate what happens if I cut here. What happens if I cut there? What happens to the big picture, to all of what's piled up there? That's what wisdom does. It helps us to see the what happens. And I learned that. Well, a big part of it I learned from watching my dad. But another big part I learned by doing. By cutting something that I should have waited. And seeing how that one piece, that one movement was holding everything else. And life is a lot like that. We do this little thing here and we've not stepped back. We've not looked to God for wisdom to see the bigger picture. If I do this right here, it's just a little thing. Until we step back and see what that little thing used to support. As we spend time today praying, I would encourage you to ask God to help you examine how you're using the wisdom that He gives. Wisdom that you've asked Him for in the past. Do you use it for a season and then discard it? Ignore it? Go back to your own wisdom? Or do you use it and continue to grow in it and continue to ask for more and use more? You see, as God calls us to come to Him for wisdom, He reminds us He's a very generous giver. And yet there are times, the Bible teaches, that when we're not willing to use the things that God has given us, even the things God has given us that we've asked for, that even what we have will be taken and given to someone else. God wants His gifts to be put into use for your good and for my good, but for His glory, for His good purposes. And wisdom is one of those gifts from God that I believe He pours out on those who seek it. And He continually pours out in abundance on those who use it. Today, will you be one who seeks and uses the wisdom that only God can give? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. Thank You that You are a God that is generous with me, with all of Your children, that You give freely of wisdom when we come to You and ask. Father, help us to recognize how You do that. Recognize when the wisdom arrives, that we would put it to use. Father, help us to see the bigger picture. That as we work in the details of life, that we would have a greater understanding, a greater wisdom in how interconnected we are with one another. How much we need each other as part of the body of Christ. Of how your body needs all of its parts healthy and functioning and doing the work You created them to do. So, Father, as we seek wisdom, as we live with wisdom, may we constantly evaluate whether it's Your wisdom we're living by or whether it's our own. And those times that we discover we're living life in our own wisdom, may we repent, may we turn back to You. Father, give us the wisdom to see the lessons that we learn through life, that You teach us and allow us to experience so that we would be more compassionate, more loving, more merciful, more generous, more caring. Father, may we learn to not despise the lessons when we understand the fruit that ought to be learned and produced from them. God, as I pray, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, in our communities, in our churches. I pray that they would see in us an example of finding wisdom from You and putting it into practice. Father, that even as they hear and learn about the wise and foolish builder story that we often teach children, that they would recognize the lesson of the wise one hearing Your words and putting it into practice. May they not only hear that lesson, may they see that lesson lived out in our lives. May we help our children to know what it looks like to be doers of Your word. And as we teach our children, may we not just teach them knowledge, may we help them find wisdom by applying that knowledge. Father, as we pray for wisdom, we continue to pray this week specifically about pure conduct and today about living with pure thoughts. May the wisdom that we seek from you be a wisdom that purifies not only our actions but our thoughts, so that those pure thoughts would produce pure actions. God, as we head into a weekend that here in the United States is a holiday weekend, a Labor Day weekend, that many people will have some extra time off work, often extra family gatherings and get-togethers. I pray that wisdom would prevail, that we would be mindful of the current times that we're in. We would be mindful of one another. Father, as we prepare to gather and worship you together, whether we do that in a building or in our homes or outside somewhere, may the worship that we offer to you throughout the week have prepared us for our times of worshiping you together. Father, may we be faithful to the end. May we pursue you. May we continually use the wisdom that you provide. May we not be weary. May we not give up. May wisdom mark our life every day that we live. And may we learn the lessons of life that you have set before us, that we would grow in wisdom. And as we grow in wisdom, may we more accurately reflect Jesus, that he would be lifted up in our lives so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.